Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, the joy, a meeting.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Amen, amen. That was Luther Barnes. And the other shore. Amen. Good morning. We say good morning to the God, the Father, God, the Son, and God, the Holy Spirit. Today, I wasn't going to do this morning, but last night, God put it on my heart to express my personal feelings about a man who was gunned down, who was killed in cold blood this past Sunday, Mr. Robert Goodwin Sr., who was a friend of the family, father, grandfather, great-grandfather, and all of the above, that he was an innocent victim of a psychopath named Steve Stevenson. My heart goes out to his family, his friends. My heart goes out to those who knew him very well, because they lost a good man. They lost somebody who was kind, gentle, I'm assuming, because I never knew the man myself, you know, personally, but I just thought it was my duty to give a service in his memory, because we all, that could have been any one of us. That could have been, you know, not in that particular area, but that could be any of us in the day, any given street, that there are people out there who are like that, who are just psychotic and deep and demonic and evil, that they would run up on you without a second thought and take your life or my life. So I think I bless God for my life. I bless God for the fact I'm still here. But no one knows the actual reason why this psychotic past person did this. Nobody knows the reason why he picked this man to be one of his victims. Because the news story reports, if it's true, that he did this to a few folks earlier and took their lives. Just random killing folks. And that law enforcement needs to help him find this man. Law enforcement needs to hurry up and put this man behind locked bars for life. I talked about this last night, and I thought to myself, they shouldn't even give him the death penalty, because that's too easy. They should make him sit in a rotten prison for the rest of his life to think about what he did and to have regretful consequences on his actions. I was hoping to have a few people on the air today to talk about this, but I guess that won't happen, but that's okay. I'm going to talk what I'm going to say and just keep it moving. You know, we live in a day and time that folks are losing their lives quickly over nonsense. It's not just the young, but it's the old, too. You can be any age, and your life can be snuffed from you, blink of eye. No one knows the day or time that we will leave this planet. No one knows the occurrence that can happen to us, that can cause us to disappear from the face of the earth. And I don't mean to be funny or sarcastic, but it's the truth. We don't know when we're gonna leave, but we should live our last days on the earth as we should know Christ. I don't know if this man was saved or not saved. I don't know. I'm hoping he was, but only God knows the true man, true heart of a man. Only God knows what is in man's heart. The Bible says that man looks out on the outward appearance, but God knows the heart. And God knew the heart of Mr. Goodwin. He knew the heart of that killer. You know, God always have good and evil upon his hands. And I know there's some folks out there who are questioning God. Why didn't you stop this? Why didn't you let this happen? Why did you, our loved one, and, you know, I've been there before. I don't know why. I mean, even my own family that I've lost, I don't know why God does that. I don't know why he chooses or allows things to happen to have our loved ones gone forever. I was mad at God for 6 straight months when my grandmother passed away. So I know the hurt. I know the feeling that when you lose a loved one, you're not going to see him again. Only thing you have is are their memories. So it is just my prayer that this family is comforted in God's presence. My prayer is to have this family not just mourn the loss, but to, and then this is going to sound real crazy, but this I'm being biblical. We should give all thanks to God, no matter what happens. Not to say that to be thankful that he's gone, no, but, you know, just give God glory and give him praise, because that's what the word says. The Bible says that things work out for the good to those who love him and are called according to his purpose. Now, am I saying that death is good? No. Am I saying that the life that Mr. Goodwin have is gone, is good? No. But I'm not the one to argue with the word. There's nothing wrong with questioning God, because I question God almost every day. But we need to know that, in fact, that God has everything in control. God has the final say. So God is the one who allows things to happen. God is the one who just can take what's bad and turn it to good. You know, the Bible also says that for us to be present from the body is to be, I mean, to be absent from the body is to be present from the Lord. I hope that Mr. Goodwin was saved. I hope that he was a Christian. He's in a better place now. But, you know, we can't help question the fact that he was taken like that, in that form of fashion, live on Facebook. And this man walking down the street probably just came from his family's residence. And now, this is my question to the family. Why couldn't you give him a ride home? Wherever he had to go? Why did he have to walk? We don't know. But the simple fact that this man was taken from this family in cold blood, in that fashion. I don't know if you ever seen the video, but you know, the killer did say that, "I'm gonna kill me somebody. I'm gonna kill this dude right here." He got out the car and asked him about some Joy Lane, whoever, if that's a street or a person's name, I don't know. It said he was angry over some gambling issues. Gambling issues. So you mean to tell me that he took a man's life over some gambling issues? Well, any kind of issue for that matter. You had no right to do that. You had no right to take his life like that. You had no right to just be stupefied and ignified and leave this man dead. Murder in cold blood. No right at all. Read the chapter 14 in the book of John. And the word of the Lord says this: "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you have also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I'm going." Jesus is saying that no matter what happens in life, you can still find comfort in him. You still find joy in him. I'm thankful to God that he has allowed us to repent, to be redeemed, and to be revived. Though the lives we live are full of hatred, strife, envy, jealousy, backbiting. Not saying that your life is all that. I'm saying the life that we live as far as life itself. Because life has thrown us some curveballs. And we keep swinging at it and missing. We keep We just have to give God his glory, give him worship. Once we do leave this place, we can be with him in glory. We can be with him in paradise. A thief on the cross when Jesus was crucified said, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus responded with the fact that on this day, you shall be with me in paradise. That's a promise. Jesus does not go back on his word. Jesus does not renege on his promises. He is a promise keeper. He's a mind regulator, a burden bearer. The Bible says that we can cast all our cares upon him. Why? Because he cares for us. No matter what you and I go through, no matter what you and I have to endure, God is always there. He's always there. For the simple fact that he is there, we can find comfort in that. We can find joy, peace that surpasses all understanding. Father God, we just thank you right now for this opportunity to give you thanks, to give you praise. We thank you for the life that Mr. Goodwin lived, that you gave him for 74 seasons, Lord. You know, we don't understand why it happened, Lord, but you do. And we really can't understand the fact that Mr. Goodman was snuffed out from his family, his friends, in that fashion. And God, we just give you the praise and honor to give the comfort, to give the family comfort in their time of sorrow, in the time of mourning. Give them peace, God. Give them strength, knowing that one day, they will see their family member again. One day, they will see his smiling face again. Lord, we thank you right now to honor you. We thank you right now for the life that only you knew come to an end this way. By your word said, we should give you glory in all things. Even though that sounds hard, Lord, but it can be done. With man, it is impossible, Lord, but with you, everything is possible. But I thank you for my life, Lord, that I could have been taken out at any given day. Lord, we just ask you right now that no matter what happens in life, let us deal with it according to what your word says. Let us deal with it, what you have want us to say and do. Nothing happens to us by accident. Nothing happens to us by coincidence, God, because you're not that kind of God who operates like that. But we do know, God, that when things do happen, we still should honor you. We still should give you the grace. Not curse your name, God. Not to blaspheme your spirit. Not to blaspheme the word of God. Even when Peter himself denied you, Lord, 3 times. And that dreadful day, adored him and gave him strength to do what you called him to do. So I'm asking, Lord, for the same favor to give this family strength. Give the family hope. Give the family joy. And although they lost the loved one, God, be with them. Never leave them or forsake them, because this is the time they need you now. This is the time where it should come to you with questions, God, only that you can answer. Time that they need you to be with them, even though you have given that loved one a new home and angels and wings, Lord, a crown of jewels on his head, a fresh robe, God. Peace, Father God. A peace that surpasses all understanding. And once we reach our other shore, Lord, welcome us with open arms. Tell him, Lord, that although he's been faithful over a few things, that you would make Mr. Goodwin ruler over many things. Tears of his loved ones who are still hurting and crying because he's gone. Dry the tears of his friends, God, because they know that they would never see him again, laughing, playing, talking with them, having a good time on this life. We know you can do it, Father God. We know you're able. We know you cannot lie. We know you cannot give us a false hope, because you are not that kind of God. You are the true and living, almighty creator of heaven and earth. You had a plan for Mr. Goodwin. You had a plan for his life. I don't know if he fulfilled his plan before his time, but God, you created him with a purpose. You created him with a meaning, God. You gave him a family that loved him. You gave him a family that cared about him. But I thank you, not just for the Goodwin family, but for all families who have lost loved ones in senseless acts of violence. God, we even give you thanks for the Murphy family who lost their brother, son, father, uncle. Remember, we remind ourselves that you created Mr. Charlie Murphy. You created him to do what he needs to do in this life. And although he's no longer here with us, God, we give you thanks and glory for his life. We give you thanks and glory for his family, God. Bless them, Lord. Keep him in comfort. Keep him in good spirits, Lord. God, for all families who lost loved ones in the past, during this year alone, keep them, Lord. Keep them right now. We will thank you and praise you in advance. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. So no matter what happens, give him praise. Give him praise, thanks. If there's anybody on the air to speak a word or give a prayer testimony, you can press the number one on your keypad and I'll open your mic. If not, okay, I see there's nobody. Okay, well, I think I'll end this program because that's all I have to say. So, on that note, if God says the same, I will see you next time. No matter what happens, no matter what you go through, praise God for the fact that he allowed and picked you, picked me, to trust us enough to handle it according to what he wants us to, how he wants us to handle it. May God keep you. May God bless you. Now allow God to be your refuge in a time of strength and sorrow. Amen.
Houston!